Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and... great, the lights are out. I need it. Shit, did someone eat all the candles again? God damn it, Gleb! And with me, I have...
Well, it's me, you again, Rob. Why is there a pyramid head guy behind you?
A pyramid guy? Don't be ridiculous. It's not like we ever got licensing permission from Konami or anything. Wait, why does Konami appear in the credits for this episode? Fuck!
Wait, what?
So, yeah, that was a thing that happened!
Yeah. And all the boy over shit, and the whole face melted, like, yep, that's some classic fucked up looking shit. Yeah.
Pim was really going through it in that hallucination.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, to be fair, I would too. How dare fucking Mr. Boss call him the flashlight bitch? He's just a silly little guy. He's never done anything wrong. But, yeah, Lord knows what they're gonna do. Because there's two more seasons at least. How the fuck are they gonna top that for Halloween specials? Anyway, here we are, episode 415. As you can tell, it's just the two of us. Unfortunately, Alex had to head to the ER earlier today, so he will not be present. Medical emergencies take priority here.
Yes. I mean, it takes more time than the gang of awesome.
So we shall continue on, but we do wish him the best. He should hopefully be back soon.
Yeah.
But, anyway, how was your Halloween weekend, 10 days, whatever we're calling it?
Yeah, well, I'll just say this, like, I can't help but feel like recently I've been not in the funk that much. It feels like, for some reason, everything just feels like a sad weight is lifted off the shoulders, kind of, like, still sadness, but it's like, you can see the light, it's like, I don't know. Something happened recently. I don't know what, but I can't even feel that this is like but I don't know. Can you figure a reason why? I don't know.
Sure myself. Could be a mystery.
Yeah. I will say, like you, I think I've been like. Of course, the new season of Hazard Hotel has been up. I know, well, four episodes have been out. Well, as of this, of course, four episodes have now been out, which I guess that's like half the season so far, because I think it's eight episodes. And
yeah, same okay, as last season.
Okay. Like, there's been some shit going on there, like especially the two that aired today, which, well.
Yeah, we were watching that in the house earlier, like literally like a half hour before we jumped on this call.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Yep.
There's some stuff like the musical number in the fourth episode was done by Nifty.
Which, what do you mean this show's an anime now?
Yep, fun fact, in case you forgot or didn't know or just didn't realize. I want to voice Nifty. Sound like somebody who will be something anime-ish or something like a in the anime verse or some. I mean, it's the same voice as the Snake Park in Spider-Verse movies.
She was in Close Enough.
Yes. I mentioned that Close Enough. Yeah. Also Orange and New Black. I guess she was in that too.
She has been in a good deal of things.
Yes. But yeah, that's all I gotta say. I mean, of course, Halloween. I did, you know, sneaking us, you know, one more scary movie for the in the end, the in the night. That is Weapons. You know, you know, the one written by the one white kid. You know.
Oh, is that who did that?
Yeah, you know, the same guy that did Barbarian.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, me either. That was okay. That was weird. I'll give it that. It's like you see. Well, I guess you know the whole thing with kids like kids running around like that, running the fucking Naruto thing, or it was like okay, but yeah, that is a weird fucking movie.
Which sounds like my kind of thing.
Which fits. It fits, but yeah, also, especially the end where it's like, what the fuck is going on? But yeah, it's an interesting watch.
I'll have to bookmark that for later. Anyway, as for me, well, as you can tell by this being a bit late, I did have an excursion to make out over the Halloween weekend, so there was a few shows that I wound up playing, you know, with the band and all. Of course, there was a Halloween show at this, used record shop, which, first of all, I'll say, I was not prepared to see someone at that show dressed as the silly TV man from Deltarune. Not the Hazbin Hotel TV man. Apparently there's two weird TV guys running around now. Also, I had to let Pickle Rick borrow my cymbals. But yeah, that was a fun show. Of course, because we all, like, in the band dressed up as well, and this is where I give you the punchline to a recurring series of, tangents I've been doing on the show. We ended our set by covering the opening theme to King of the Hill.
I saw you on Instagram, just as Bill Dotrieve.
William Fontaine de La Tour Dotrieve.
Oh boy.
Will I ever put that outfit on again? No fucking clue. And then, of course, the day after November, we hit up this show that was taking place at a Dia de los Muertos blog party in Daytona. Funnily enough, not too far from the actual speedway. Now I just want to play that Daytona Racing arcade. Y'all know the one. I think Sega did it. Anyway. Highlight of that show was that walking up and down the blog party was a dude dressed as Bumblebee from Transformers. Like, the dude was big. Like, ooh. He fucking had the constructed prop, like, legs and the fucking, like, car door wings and, like, he had to have his handler, like, take them off just so he could duck his way into the entryway of the set.
Oh.
Dude was just living his best life.
Oh. Because it'd be like, that costume was a lot, like a lot of work, which kudos, yeah.
Stuff like that's fun.
Yeah.
And then there was a show in Tallahassee, and then we drove back home, and I was feeling a little bit exhausted, so I needed a couple days to decompress, especially since I had to go back to work on Tuesday. But that is the weekend. Also, as far as King of the Hill, I've now made it up to season 12. So, season 11 kind of had some interesting stuff going on. Of course, the big one for me being the grand reveal of Rusty Shackleford. I was wondering about that, because it occurred to me, it's been like a good 3 or 4 seasons since Dale ever brought that name up.
I will say the late seasons have been kind of fuzzy on me, I have watched it mostly Adult Swim, but it's like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. Well, as I mentioned, Adult Swim and FX back when they run stuff, I know, like, I want to say that's around almost close to the end of the original run, because I know.
Yeah, and because I was kind of getting the sense that, like, because season 11, for reference, ends with the wedding episode with Lucky and Luann, and I was sitting here like that. Felt like it was supposed to be a series finale, hypothetically, and I was reading on Wikipedia, like, yeah, I guess at one point it was, but then they got more just, like, you know, a lot of production schedule Fox jank behind the scenes from what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Though yeah, at least it didn't at least it never got as like janky as something like Futurama did during its run.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's like, oh, you're back. Oh, okay.
Yeah, where like every season finale is also a series finale, totally, maybe.
Yeah, there's like, he may not be back, but we might. We'll be back, I don't know. Tune out and find out where to be. Look at, I don't know, social media, I don't know, maybe. It's like, yeah, and it was like, you know what, if you want to end, just let it end. Or you're gonna do finages and like I don't know somebody got shot. Do we continue? Wait, that's a bad way. Fuck.
Yeah, but side note, good on the revival for getting another. What was it? 2-3 seasons.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I think they've been renewed as well. Yeah. I get.
And yeah, that's basically about all that. So now let's move on to the usual weekly business. Now, it's a weird kind of week. We only have 3 songs and a couple news topics, but the show must march forward. So, we start with said new song discussion. There still will be a playlist in the description for any of these songs that you find interesting, you know, or to just follow along with us, whichever you prefer. So, let's start right here at the top. It looks like the progressive metalcore band Volumes has a new album slated for December 12th. Huh, one day before my birthday. Their second with vocalist Mike Terry after he recorded with the band in 2021. The album is called Mirror Touch, and the lead single here is called SOAP, which is an acronym, and I did not take a note as to what that acronym was for. I'll probably have to check Genius later, but as far as the song itself, it's kind of exactly what you would expect from a Volumes record at this point. So, like, it opens with the expected mix of, like, these big stomping drum grooves, these chuggy guitars following along with, like, you know, the kicks and everything, and a lot of very synthetic, you know, airy, ethereal production weaved in and out of the instrumentation. Of course, the chorus hits with that big kind of, you know, melodic soaring anthemicness, and it doesn't really veer overall too far from, like, this super basic chord structure, except with maybe the occasional, like, dissonant chord and, you know, some more syncopated single notes down to the lower strings, but overall it is one of the Volume songs of all times. There are many Volume songs, and this is one of them. Alright, now we're gonna move on to song number 2 here. So, Electric Callboy has had a pretty busy time in the past year or so. We had the departure of longtime drummer David Carl Frederick, currently replaced by former Sum 41 drummer Frank Zummo. You know, because that band recently called it quits for good. We had a couple new singles, and of course their big baby metal collaboration finally made it onto an official baby metal album. But now we have a new solo track from the group here called Tanzanade. I hope I'm saying that right. And as you could expect, it's kind of a weird, fun bop. You know, it starts with a lot of those energetic, ravey, bleep-bloop synth melodies, eventually giving way to, you know, energetic, fist-pumping riffs and drums, leading into that super bright kind of energetic techno chorus. You'll probably not be surprised that the lyrics are very, you know, kind of Euro dance, having the fire inside you, you're gonna do something great or something, or you're just gonna passionately go through life. You know what I mean, it's just kind of get you pumped, get you going, and I mean it works, so no need to dissect the lyrics any further. And of course we even get a pretty sick metalcore breakdown leading into the final chorus. So, you know, Electric Callboy in 2025. I dig it. Anyway, now it's time for the last track here. Oh hey, it's been a while since we've heard from No Name, hasn't it?
Yeah, last one she did was Sundown, I think around 2023. I believe. Anyway, she has a new project, which will have an announcement date. They call Cartoon Radio. First single out called 100 Acres with vocals by Devin Morrison. Okay, we first saw something. I was like, okay, it does have this very, like, you know, sort of like we is somewhere like, you know, sort of almost cartoony, a bit, you know, more, a bit kind of, like, fun to listen to, like, okay, and then, And nigga donates been on like this last supper demo level getting free plates. There was a free steak coming and sweet steaks. We were on the island, we selling sea to the side and in the nigga and cooking there's like with Mahar Bucker and like a black cookout with Johnny Brown, he the white lookout don't look up. Like I've eaten I'm being hungry with Winnie in Hundred Acre Woods. We deep in the south getting coin from the library picking up books, tell my nigga join, I'll tell your nigga jump up a boss. Eat the cat good. He can pick a book of the he can get a book of the month. And yes, I mean that. Which, okay. And it goes more balls like Ross from Swamp from them Voodoo Practices, Christiana in the Bahamas on the beach with a like fucking sauna. Which yes, you can tell there's a lot of cartoon system in here. Like there's Johnny Bravo in the pool, and of course. Versus in the Frog, which given the music video, which does do that cartoon, that cartoon shit well with that block and the cat mascot walking around, like, what the, like, there's a cat walking around, like, calling no name for some reason, and like, okay, I can see why they're in the cartoon radio, like, it definitely got that cartoon, that cartoony feel, which is good. It was like, okay, all right, I'm feeling this.
Yep. I do appreciate me some good references to cartoons and things. Every artist should reference more cartoons and things. Because cartoons are neat.
Yes. Yes. If somebody write a bar, reference Cody Kendrick's door. Like, right now. Okay, you know what? So, yeah.
Hey, you never know. Maybe on Scare in the Hose, Volume 2. Anyway, so yeah, that about does it for the news song discussion. Now we're just going to go ahead and dive straight into the news. And boy howdy, do we have some interesting things going on here. So this one is literally like breaking today and probably is a weirdly good thing that we decided to hold off until Wednesday to record it. Ladies and gentlemen, Death Grips is online. It's happening, people.
Wow. Well, so we managed to get a new Death Grips record somehow. Well,
yes.
I say this year, but I don't know.
Maybe look, obviously next year at the very least, but it has finally been confirmed. The official Death Grips Instagram has posted a picture from the studio. The caption fittingly says, "The writing and recording of our next album is underway. We're looking forward to the new Death Grips record, Steven and Zach." Stefan, I think, but...
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty, that's pretty straightforward. Definitely a lot more than a lot of the weird, cryptic stuff that's been going up on social media lately.
Yeah.
Though, this does raise the question whether or not Andy Morin is still with the group, given that, a lot of the speculation about Death Grips, demise was just him fucking around.
The whole thing, you know, Dancing Brook was like, yeah, I did wonder about that because I wonder like if he's gonna join or is it just them two now? It's just Zach and Steven now or Seven now.
I don't know. Maybe they'll find a keyboardist that doesn't really like to start shit on Instagram. Always a possibility. Anyway, in the exact opposite news of bands finally getting their shit back together, Disturbed. Apparently they're going away for a while. So recently, in the past week, they announced that, specifically frontman David Draymond announced that the band is going on an indefinite hiatus. As they say, it's apparently supposed to be a hiatus from touring and not from releasing music. Though, I'm sure this probably doesn't have anything to do with the fact that David's been a very, how do I put this? Jackass who can't read the room?
Ew.
Yeah, so, this is going to get political for a second, but, anybody who's been even slightly on social media is probably aware of, you know, Israel decimating the fuck out of Palestine, and how it's been a whole gigantic thing going on lately. And Draymond decided to get involved by being on the side of Israel, and more specifically, posting a photograph back in June of him writing "fuck Hamas" on an IDF artillery shell. And the man has been repeatedly getting shit for it since, up to and including getting booed during live performances. Which, like, David, my man, Mr. Draymond, if I may call you that, you're a grown-ass adult. I don't know how old you are, but I assume you fall into the age of old enough to know better. What did you think was going to happen?
You should have, like, just said nothing.
Like, exactly, or like,
or at least not be a jackass about it. But sometimes, sometimes people just need to shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up, and, or at least read the room, or at least just shut the fuck up, and you'll be all right. Shut the fuck, like, up and save lives.
Exactly. Like, okay, I've watched enough Radio Dead Air and What the Fuck Is Wrong With You and Stupid Criminals to know a pretty fundamental rule of thumb is that if you are going to say or do something very, very stupid, put the camera away. Do not take photographs and post evidence online. So, like, look, obviously this is stupid to begin with, but, like, if this was something that you, for some fucking reason, just absolutely had to do, you could have just put the camera away. Nobody needs to see that shit.
I mean, speaking of all of y'all, like, every one of y'all, y'all got too comfortable just telling everybody everything on the internet. Just keep some shit on the wraps. Like, no one has to know about this, no one has to know about that, no one has to know the fact that you ate at Arby's, maybe eating them steak nuggets.
Oh god, yeah, those are a thing.
Like,
like, just get a private diary or something sometimes, like, man.
What's the thing, though? The, like, steak nuggets? Like, you can't just, I don't know, like, I get steak is good, but in nugget form?
See, if I'm gonna go get me some quality beef, I'm gonna figure out wherever that one place is with, you know, the old dude that's, like, got the meat that he could just shake off the bone. Because apparently that's been going viral on the internet lately.
Oh, yeah. That
really
guy.
That tender-ass, like, meat.
Yeah, this is good, though. This is good.
But, yeah, getting back on topic.
Yeah,
okay, Draymond, you gotta just take the L, man. It's like, you are not going to post through it. You are not what we in the business would call a poster. We are built different. You are the guy who peaked with Down With The Sickness back in 2000. But we'll see where the band's future heads eventually. Like, if they're not touring, but they're still making music. I mean, Lord knows if there's going to be a Disturbed song called I'm Totally Still Not Mad, You Guys. But, moving on from that.
Okay. So now we'll get to our favorite.
We get to do some fun stuff.
Yeah. A segment that I want to call Running Through the Six of Us Wolves. You know how that shit goes.
You know. You certainly know. So, Mr. Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Drake, where did we last leave off from him? Oh, yeah, that's right. The court fucking throwing out the whole Not Like Us lawsuit.
Yeah, well, that's out.
Yep. So, could he rack up any more L's? Could things go any more worse for Mr. Graham, comma Aubrey? Well, let us count the ways. So, first of all, he is on the receiving end of his own lawsuit. Specifically, a Mr. Justin Kilham of Independence, Missouri, is suing several different entities affiliated with Stake, the online casino and sports betting platform. Specifically, the website Stake.us, Drake, and the influencer Aiden Ross.
Yeah,
you know, that guy who's always streaming on Kick, aka Twitch for the worst people you know.
Yeah. And, I want to add this, fuck you for saying hip hop, maybe it was rumor because of his Lamar. No, it's not rumor because of that. You fuck wit.
Oh, God. He really said that, didn't he? Fuck it. Cope.
Yeah.
So much cope. But yeah, in the filing, you know, filed Monday in Jackson County Circuit Court, they specifically allege that the defendants are engaging in, quote, deceptive, fraudulent, and unfair practices to mislead the public. Which, basically, yeah, sounds like everything I've ever heard about fucking steak.
Yeah.
So, Sweepstakes Limited, which operates steak, created a virtual clone of steak.com, rebranded to mislead Missouri regulators and consumers into believing it offers harmless gameplay instead of an unlawful gambling platform. Yeah, so I guess the specific platform... Wait, steak.com...
You still give them milk. You still give them money. Yeah. Oh,
God, yeah. Apparently alleging that it's a way for Steak to shroud illegal gambling behind a, quote, superficial disguise of social gaming. And, yeah, of course, singling out Ross and Drake because they get paid so much money. Money that Drake probably immediately loses in gambling.
Yeah.
Or renting out strip clubs to watch himself lose all his money in gambling.
Mm.
And, of course, the fact that a lot of this is aimed at teenagers who can't legally gamble. Presumably to get them primed for when they can.
Yeah.
Though, funnily enough, there's been some back and forth. Since back in August, Drake alleged that Steak has apparently blocked him from withdrawing funds and even closed his account on Kick. Which,
Okay, wait.
Nothing of value was lost.
Okay, he has a Kick account? Or used to have one?
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would, like... Like, it literally shows, like, in the thumbnail for the Stereo Gum piece here, an Aiden Ross, you know, stream with Drake. So, I'm guessing that's, like...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I give you a sense of the stream with that fucker, but, yeah.
Yeah, apparently, even in California, there's already a lawsuit against Steak and all this shit. So, that's one L.
Yeah, and remember, Aiden Ross, the same guy that got sued by Meg Thee Stallion, and remember, she sent the mariachi band to tell him that shit. Remember?
Yep. But now let's move on to the next piece we got here, which, going back to the lawsuit that was dismissed... Apparently, they're trying again. So, Drake is apparently trying to, he's making some vague promise that he's going to file an appeal on the lawsuit, but with basically nothing. I mean, shit, good luck with that.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, he did file one to appeal his defamation lawsuit after it was dismissed, but... Dude, this shit is not going anywhere.
Oh, boy, this is... Man, this is... Damn, maybe... Okay, I think we jinxed this shit, because now it's probably the hip-hop equivalent of the lawsuit.
Very much so. Just keep going back to the well. It's totally gonna work. You're definitely not gonna plot Kendrick's murder over some Cheddar Bay biscuits. Vic Mignogna is... fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, he's an asshole and a predatory shithead, mm-hmm. but also just fucking weird.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, Drake, if you want to waste your time trying to appeal that lawsuit, good luck with that. Although, we should point out that, I don't think that's gonna work, given that not only are you getting sued over your, collaborations with Kick and Steak and all those gambling streams, but apparently, you're being implicated in a class action lawsuit against Spotify.
Oh, Wookie!
Yep.
I wonder what's going on there?
So, apparently, over the weekend, a suit was filed in the California District Court, specifically with the lead plaintiff being rapper RBX, also apparently a cousin of Snoop Dogg, with a lot of the allegations, specifically about, you know, mass-scale fraudulent streaming. But, there's no specific allegations of wrongdoing against RBX, they only name Spotify as a defendant, but... he's calling out, you know, a lot of the obvious, basically the open secret stuff that we all know is happening. They quote, every month under Spotify's watchful eye, billions of fraudulent streams are generated from fake, illegitimate, and or illegal methods. Like bots, the lawsuit says. Such mass-scale streaming fraud causes massive financial harm to legitimate artists, songwriters, producers, and other rights holders. Obviously, with Drake being named, that's kind of a layup slam dunk, because, like, do we need to bring up the Scorpion fiasco?
Yeah, and okay, and of course, I'm going to say, the people who always do the people who do shit like this, always want to accuse other people of doing this shit. Remember how him and his fans always accuse Kendrick Lamar of having bots for Not Like Us. Oh look, Pot Me Kettle.
Get the IMAX screen, because that is some massive projection.
You really thought that you was gonna do that, knowing that you've been doing this shit for years. Like we mentioned, like we mentioned Scorpion. The whole Scorpion thing with I want to say you being included made a joke one time with ladies first playlist or some shit, like
so just kind of abridging real quick, it's alleging a lot of stuff. Like, for example, a substantial amount of his 37 billion streams were, you know, part of a sprawling network of bot accounts, specifically saying, like, activity from 2022 to September 2025, alleging abnormal VPN usage to obscure the location of bots, that apparently over a four-day period in 2024, a lot of streams of the song No Face came from Turkey, but that's only because VPNs were routing shit to the UK. That, you know, just all kinds of irregular patterns and upticks and shit, which, I mean, yeah, I can believe all that. Like, unfortunately, while Drake probably still has stands, like, this is just, like I said, we all know that, like, bots and AI and, like, farms and stuff like that, that's a known thing. They exist for, like, damn near every artist, at least every major one.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't exactly tell you, like, 100% if the exact specifics of this is true, but, like, I would have to at least assume, like, a version of these allegations is absolutely true for Drake.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's been, like, a growing problem over the years that people, like, you know that Spotify specifically has, like, fake empty artists, bot accounts, AI shit gunking up the streams. So, who knows? This might actually result in something, like, beneficial for RBX, or at the very least, it'll waste Drake's time, and then we can laugh even more.
Yeah, and hopefully you see who else uses bots to stream, you know, in order to boost their streams, because there might be some people doing that shit. Like, I think I heard a Young Thug. Just like use this should be like pay for streams to stream Gunna's album, which explain why that went number one. And who knows what the people use about to stream their shit. I mean, I got one artist in mind who I think does that shit, and his name rhymes with Schmorgan Schallen.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
but, yeah, we're going to have to wait and see how all this plays out. You, of course, know where we stand on this. We don't got to elaborate further.
Yeah.
But that's it for the news. So now we have one last thing to touch on here, and that is the new album releases for the week of November 7th, 2025. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from Finger 11 with Last Night on Earth. From Astronoid, we have their new album Star God. From the hardcore band Drain, we have their new album, Is Your Friend. For the band Pupil Slicer, we have their new album, Fleshwork. From Armand Hammer and The Alchemist, we have Mercy. From electronic producer Clark, we have Steep Stims. From Portugal, The Man, we have their new album Shish. From singer Rosalia, we have the new album Lux. And last but certainly not least, we have Danny Brown getting on his hyperpop shit with Stardust. Well, now it's time to clean house to get the hell out of here. So, Mark, where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Blue Sky, just, I don't know, doing shit. And, of course, my site line, I have one, I told you, well, I told you I said a few weeks ago, but yeah, I got some stuff, I got to work on some stuff.
Cool. As for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me robert@sorareresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at Sorare Resolution. Visit the website sorareresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast, O&A, all that good stuff. Be sure to jump into the Discord chat as well from there, so you can always be notified whenever new stuff goes up on the site. Thank you for listening this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual weekly shenanigans. So, until next time, I cannot wait for Nifty to find the One Piece.